Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm here in our Studio B at Montana Public Radio for a live session once again. And we have the Missoula Piano Trio with us today. This is a Missoula trio that has advanced to the national finals of a music competition. With us is Sarah Harmsworth, violin, David Harmsworth, cello, and Adam Sears, pianist. Welcome to all of you. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You competed against ensembles from the Northwest, right, to get a chance to go to this national competition. How long have you been a trio?
We've been a trio since the beginning of last semester, so about, is it 6 months or so?
Six or seven months.
We went to the state competition. There was conveniently no one else was competing at that level, but we went on to the divisional level, which is the Northwest competition, and we competed against two groups from Washington and Oregon, and now we're on our way to the national
competition. So you won the regionals and are on your way to nationals. That's right. Wonderful. Stephen Hessler is here as well, piano faculty at the University of Montana. Another amazing opportunity for, I understand, one of your students, and certainly you've been involved with this group for a while now, right?
Yes. Adam actually won the state in piano last year in solo piano, so we thought this year, since he's supposed to play a chamber music recital as the first part of his graduate degree, that it would be really nice to form a piano trio, and they decided to enter the competition. So here we are.
Why don't we hear a piece of music to begin? You're going to start with Shostakovich.
This is the Shostakovich Trio No. 1, which was composed in 1923. Shostakovich was 16 when he started writing it, and hope you enjoy.
The Missoula Piano Trio is with us. This is live from Studio B at Montana Public Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to Music Live from Studio B here at Montana Public Radio. I'm Michael Marsalek. The Missoula Piano Trio is playing for us live. Sarah Harmsworth, violin, David Harmsworth, cello, and Adam Sears, piano. That was the trio number one in C minor, Opus 8, music of Dmitri Shostakovich. The trio is on to the Nationals. They will compete as one of the six national finalists in the Music Teachers National Association National Young Artist String Chamber Music Competition. That's a handful. In San Antonio. It'll be April 2nd. Wonderful to hear you play, and thank you so much for being here. Stephen Hessler is here as well, a professor of piano at the University of Montana. The trio will be with us for a little bit more of the hour. I want to say just a little bit about you and maybe ask about your musical life a little bit more. Sarah currently serves as principal second violin of the Missoula Symphony, associate concertmaster of the Helena Symphony, concertmaster of the University of Montana Symphony Orchestra, has been a solo performer in a number of orchestral settings and chamber settings around Montana. David, you are currently a Hellgate High School junior, principal cellist of the Missoula Youth Symphony and of the Hellgate High School Orchestra as well. As well, Adam Sears, continuing to study in Missoula, also winning at the national level and participating in the national level. Talk a little bit, will you, about what it takes to put together a program like this specifically for competition?
We wanted to, in regards to the music, have very contrasting pieces because the requirements for a competition like this is to have at least two different eras. So like the Romantic era, the Classical era, contemporary. So we chose the Shostakovich Trio, which is quite contemporary, written in the 20s, and the Beethoven as a complete contrast. And we also thought it would be interesting to do the whole Beethoven, all three movements, as opposed to pick, you know, a movement of a Brahms trio, a movement of a Chopin trio, just to show that we can really endure through that whole long piece and really have a cohesive sound in the whole work.
Yeah, there's something about presenting an entire work and the way that it needs to be presented in all the movements that's different than pulling from a particular movement from a composer.
And even in the Beethoven, there's so much contrast between the three movements. So it really shows off all aspects of how we are able to play as a trio. You know, there's the really quiet, really ghostly sound of the second movement. And then there's the exuberance of the first and third movements. Really shows off that we know how to have a wide variety of characters in our playing and play together.
And also, it's kind of interesting that certain motifs get repeated in the third movement that first show up in the first movement. So there's another element to playing the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So we'll hear the Beethoven in just a few minutes. Say something about what brought you to this point in your studies to be able to pull together a trio like this and compete at the national level.
I haven't done a lot of work with chamber ensembles before, and I've had a wonderful experience putting this trio together. I'm in the graduate program, and so this has been a really good opportunity to develop my collaborative piano skills. And
right. It certainly brings, as a pianist, it brings a whole nother level to what you do. Stephen, can we have you say something from your perspective as the professor in the room that's worked with Adam for a long time, helping put this together for a competition, what it's like to work on this level? Because this is something that's happening more and more, I think, in the university piano department.
Right. It's just a great opportunity for these kids to become versed in collaborative music and the innocence of playing solo where you're doing everything. Coming into chamber music, it's in a way a whole new world, but very quickly it all applies because everything Adam does as a soloist when he's accompanying his own melody or layering his own solo works apply to the collaborative world. And so now he's able to accompany the violin, and sometimes he is the violin, and sometimes he's a singer, and sometimes he's everything. And so that's great for him. But it's just a joy for me to work with all these great young musicians and help them, each well-trained soloists and musicians that they are, to come together and make music together. It's fabulous.
There's a chance to hear this trio perform live in Missoula. That'll be tomorrow night, Saturday, at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Recital Hall on the University of Montana Missoula campus. You're listening to a live session. The Missoula Piano Trio is here before they head off to the national competition and the national finals. Music of Beethoven next. Do you want to say something about the piece?
This is Opus 70, number one, one of the well-known trios of Beethoven's, I think he has 12 trios. It was written in the middle period of his life, 1808. It's just a really well appreciated work. It's called the Ghost Trio because especially the second movement has qualities that are really spiritual in nature, but it's a very slow and expressive movement, and that has earned the nickname of Ghost. So I hope you enjoy this performance.
This piece certainly ranks in the top 10 piano trios of all time. It's just fabulous.
This is Music of Beethoven. The Missoula Piano Trio is here. Sarah Harmsworth, violin, David Harmsworth, cello, Adam Sears at the keyboard. We'll hear now Music of Beethoven, the Piano Trio in D Major, Opus 70, number 1, subtitled Ghost. This is live music from Studio B here at Montana Public Radio.
Thank you.
The Missoula Piano Trio playing live from Studio B here at Montana Public Radio. Sarah and David Harmsworth, violin and cello respectively, Adam Sears at the keyboard, performing their music of Beethoven, the Ghost Trio, the piano trio in D major, Opus 70, number 1. So wonderful to hear you play. That was just marvelous.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to play here for you.
It must be very exciting because the next step is obviously this big national competition. If you're just joining us, the Missoula Piano Trio will compete as one of the six national finalists in the MTNA National Young Artists String Chamber Competition. It'll take place next week in San Antonio, Texas on April 2nd.
They are, I would say, making this music their own. The joy of coaching is when we get students to the place that they not only understand what the composer wanted and interface with that and with each other, but they come to feel it so deeply in their souls that it just pours out of them. This is what I'm hearing, and this is the real victory. If they win, so much the better. We're looking toward the intergalactic competitions next.
That's right. Well, wonderful. Well, it's just so great to have the three of you here making time for us in what was a busy week of performing and I'm sure preparing as well. You've already given a couple of recitals of this music. There will be another opportunity to hear the trio perform live in Missoula. That's at 7:30 tomorrow night, Saturday, at the Music Recital Hall. It's a free and open to the public event. There'll be donations accepted at the door, and the Missoula Piano Trio will play their award-winning pieces for you. All of Montana is wishing you well.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to a live session from Studio B here at Montana Public Radio. You can visit mtpr.org for photos and more. Our live broadcast was engineered today by Beth Ann Austin from MTPR. Our thanks to the Missoula Piano Trio, Sarah and David Harmsworth, and Adam Sears. Thanks as well to Stephen Hesla and the UM School of Music. I'm Michael Marsalek. We now go to Performance Today from American Public Media.